You want to meditate. You sit alone in a quiet place. You remember the Guru with reverence. You pray for grace. You close your eyes. You begin to focus on the I am feeling. The mind starts to roam around. To control this, you watch your breathing process. Just watching the breathing quietly, slowly, a few times. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just watch the breathing. When the mind is slightly calmer, you start your inquiry. Who am I? Then you watch the thoughts that keep coming up. Where are they coming from? Watch keenly. These thoughts were not there in deep sleep, but now they are there. That means they are not real. They just appear and disappear. So, why should I pay attention to them? Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Thoughts come because of the root thought, I. Look for the source of the I thought. So, from where is this I thought arising? Pondering thus, look as keenly and as deeply as you can. If your mind starts roaming, bring it back to the quest of I. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Now, when you thus perform your self-inquiry, the following questions may come up. If I keep meditating, how will my worldly affairs go on? Who's going to perform all the necessary actions and duties? Who is asking this question? Is it the self or another? Is the self concerned with actions? No, not the self. It is another, different from the self. So it is clear that the self is not concerned with actions, and the question does not arise. So you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? While one is engaged in search for God within, should one keep part attention on the physical work? The self is all. Are you apart from the self? Can the work go on apart from the self? Or is the body apart from the self? None of them could be apart from the self. The self is universal. All the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. So you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? So, when you are engaged in deep inquiry or meditation and questions arise about performing your duties of the world, remember the following teaching and continue your contemplation. All the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. Because you identify yourself with the body, you consider that the work is done by you. But the body and its activities, including the work, are not apart from the self. So, you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? You watch the thoughts that keep coming up. Where are they coming from? Watch keenly. These thoughts were not there in deep sleep, but now they are there. That means they are not real. They just appear and disappear. So, why should I pay attention to them? Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Thoughts come because of the root thought, I. Look for the source of the I thought. So, from where is this I thought arising? Pondering thus, look as keenly and as deeply as you can. If your mind starts roaming, bring it back to the quest of I. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Now, when you thus perform your self-inquiry, the following questions may come up. If I keep meditating, how will my worldly affairs go on? Who's going to perform all the necessary actions and duties? Who is asking this question? Is it the self or another? Is the self concerned with actions? No, not the self. It is another, different from the self. So it is clear that the self is not concerned with actions, and the question does not arise. So you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? While one is engaged in search for God within, should one keep part attention on the physical work? The self is all. Are you apart from the self? Can the work go on apart from the self? Or is the body apart from the self? None of them could be apart from the self. The self is universal. All the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. So, you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? So, when you are engaged in deep inquiry or meditation and questions arise about performing your duties of the world, remember the following teaching and continue your contemplation. All the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. Because you identify yourself with the body, you consider that the work is done by you. But the body and its activities, including the work, are not apart from the self. So, you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? You watch the thoughts that keep coming up. Where are they coming from? Watch keenly. These thoughts were not there in deep sleep, but now they are there. That means they are not real. They just appear and disappear. So, why should I pay attention to them? Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Thoughts come because of the root thought, I. Look for the source of the I thought. So, from where is this I thought arising? Pondering thus, look as keenly and as deeply as you can. If your mind starts roaming, bring it back to the quest of I. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Now, when you thus perform your self-inquiry, the following questions may come up. If I keep meditating, how will my worldly affairs go on? Who's going to perform all the necessary actions and duties? Who is asking this question? Is it the self or another? Is the self concerned with actions? No, not the self. It is another, different from the self. So it is clear that the self is not concerned with actions, and the question does not arise. So you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? While one is engaged in search for God within, should one keep part attention on the physical work? The self is all. Are you apart from the self? Can the work go on apart from the self? Or is the body apart from the self? None of them could be apart from the self. The self is universal. All the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. So, you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? So, when you are engaged in deep inquiry or meditation, and questions arise about performing your duties of the world, remember the following teaching and continue your contemplation. All the actions will go on whether you engage in them voluntarily or not. The work will go on automatically. Attending to the self includes attending to the work. Because you identify yourself with the body, you consider that the work is done by you. But the body and its activities, including the work, are not apart from the self. So, you start your inquiry. Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Who am I? From where is this I thought arising? Who am I? From where is this I thought arising?